This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm, and you do not need to have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call on Brandon Legal Group for legal assistance. You can call for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, full-service law firm, Brandon Legal Group. I took the guys from Brandon Legal Group for lunch and bowling just a little over a week ago to the Midtown location at 4847 North Armenia of Pin Chasers. That's their largest. They have three locations in the Tampa Bay area. They also have the Veterans location at 5555 West Hillsborough. And East Pasco at 6816 Gale Boulevard. School's going to be out soon. And it's going to get a little hotter. And you might want to know places you can take the kids to keep them occupied, make them happy, and get out of the heat. So keep Pin Chasers in mind. If you have a kid's birthday coming up, Pin Chasers actually has a birthday party planning guide. You can just swing by and ask for one. They'll give it to you, take it home, and then you can follow up with any questions later. Pin Chasers, regardless of the day, the time, or your occasion, seems to be a good destination for all. If you're looking for late night specials, which I always am, how about on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. to close, unlimited bowling and unlimited pizza, $10.99. No, not for each. You get both unlimited bowling and pizza, 9 p.m. to close, Tuesday nights, for $10.99. Again, Pin Chasers, three locations in the Tampa Bay area. And if you play in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, you can win free bowling at Pin Chasers. All of my golfers go home with free bowling for Pin Chasers, and some go home with cyber bowling parties for up to 10 kids, office parties for up to 20 Pin Chasers. All right, this edition of the Toddcast picks up where the last edition of the Toddcast left off. As the fallout continues from the elimination of the Lightning in four games from the Stanley Cup playoffs after a record-setting 62-win regular season. So Thursday we had a Lightning response from Julien Brisebois, the new GM, new as of September 11th of 2018, and Friday in Detroit, Steve Yzerman officially leaves the Lightning organization and takes the job as general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. As quick as I can, let me take these one at a time. Let's start with Thursday and Brisebois. So since we didn't really have anything else, and Mr. Vinnick, I'm still waiting for the letter. You wrote one 2 years ago. Open letter to the fans. I read it here on the podcast. It's still online for everybody to read. When you missed the playoffs, you apologized. You said you'd be relentless in the team's pursuit of the Stanley Cup. No one asked for a letter last year. People were upset. You blew the 3-2 lead to the Capitals, but the Capitals go on. They win the Stanley Cup. I think their expectations were a little higher this year. The disappointment is as large as ever in this city. Mr. Vinnick, where's the letter? So in the meantime, all we had was Julien Brisebois having an 11 a.m. press conference on Thursday, which I'll just write off for now. Coincidence that this press conference happened while many people in the nation were waiting for the redacted release of the Mueller report. So again, I'm going to say it's a coincidence, but perhaps there were some people nationally who might have tuned in who tuned into something else. I'm just saying the timing was odd to me. Speaking of time, Brisebois spoke freely for 5 minutes, then took questions for roughly 10 minutes, and that's it. That's not good enough. Now, I don't expect Julien Brisebois to be there all day, but that's not good enough. Now, I know Brisebois doesn't have the media savvy of others, and we've never really seen him in a setting like this. Well, we've never seen anyone in hockey have to explain something like this, which he didn't. Picking up right where the entire team left off after game one, after game two, after game three, after game four, and now with the Julien Brisebois press conference, it's all kind of the same. It's very calm. It's very, it's without answers. It gives credit to the opponent, and that's pretty much it. And that's not good enough either. So there were two things in particular that I want to get to within those 15 minutes. One, I think most bothered most of you, and then one that bothered me, acknowledging the one that bothered you. The one that bothered most of you was when Brisebois was asked about John Cooper, who he extended before the playoffs began. Well, Yzerman and him extended John Cooper. The organization extended John Cooper. The timing of that was clearly to take the heat off John Cooper just in case something weird happened. Could there have been a scenario where John Cooper wins the cup and then leaves after winning the cup the way Barry Trotz did? I'm told no, because of relationships within the organization that weren't there near the end of Trotz's tenure in Washington, allowing him to just leave as a free agent and go coach the New York Islanders, whom he may play the Capitals in the next round. So I'm told that wasn't really the concern. So clearly they did it so people weren't saying, well, you know, if Cooper doesn't win the cup, he didn't have a contract. Well, people aren't acknowledging that at all. So the questions are clearly still there after how the Lightning went out. So Brisebois not only doubled down, he called the pit boss over, asked for a line of credit, and threw that into the middle of the table as well. And basically told all of you, yeah, if you think I'm changing my mind about this coach, you're wrong. I'm sure that's what he believes. Bad time to say it. Not what anybody wanted to hear. It's kind of like when a significant other in your life looks you in the eyes in a very vulnerable way and asks you if they look fat. What do you say? Doesn't matter how they look, is it? Doesn't matter. You don't say it. You know it. You don't say it. That's kind of what this was. It's not what anyone wanted to hear. So you don't say it. Not like that. Now, let me give you the one that bothered me equally, or maybe even a little bit more. Because up until this comment I'm about to reference from Brisebois, while no Lightning player and not John Cooper seemed to have any answers for what happened against the Blue Jackets. I do want to bring up something from Julien Brisebois' quotes when he extended John Cooper a month ago. Cooper's ability to develop a strong culture while continually adapting has been a big part of the team's success. Where was the adapting during the playoff series? I'm sorry, I'm only bringing it up because you said it was he had the ability to adapt. Isn't that part of adapting, you know, during a playoff series where the other team takes away everything you do well? At no point did any player, nor John Cooper say, did they kind of write this off? They didn't have any answers for what happened. So that's disturbing. But then Brisebois said, if we played that series 100 times, it goes that way once. Here's the translation. Brisebois, as GM of the Lightning, just wrote off the four-game sweep to Columbus as a flat-out fluke. And that bothers me. Because it bothers me when sports fans write off things as a fluke. Or you get the player, after a big loss, who says the better team didn't win. Bullshit! Yes, I'm calling bullshit. This is sports. And there are scoreboards. And scoreboards determine who wins and who loses. And if you've got a problem with that, get out of the business. Julien Brisebois, in his own words, called the result a fluke. And since no player, nor John Cooper, and Yzerman isn't here, until further notice, I'm waiting for the letter, Mr. Vinnick. That's the team explanation for why you can win 62 games in a regular season and lose in four to the second wild card who had never won a series in franchise history. They called it a fluke. I didn't like that at all. So then, 28 hours after Brisebois spoke, Steve Yzerman was introduced as the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. Anyone who follows the Lightning, anyone who follows the Red Wings, anyone who follows the NHL knew this day was coming. It was just a matter of when. And the clock really started ticking back on September 11th. Bad choice of a day to do this. 2018, when Steve Yzerman announced he was stepping down as general manager, would remain on in a, whatever they call it, special advisory role, and handpick Julien Brisebois as his replacement. Reminding all of you, Brisebois wasn't brought in from the outside. He's been in Tampa Bay a long time. They promoted him. But it was Yzerman's call. So when I was asked that day, what do you think? I said, well, we all knew Yzerman would eventually be leaving for the Red Wings. The clock is now officially ticking, and I give him credit. He's trying to avoid the dick move. Among the dick moves in sports, the best example is college football coaches often pull the dick move. They win a lot in a particular regular season with a small or a mid-sized college program. And the more they win, the more there's talk that they might leave. And they dismiss all that talk. And then the regular season ends. And before the bowl game even happens, that same coach has already been announced in a rah-rah press conference where he calls the new job his dream job, while everyone he was involved with watches from afar and says, you dick. So Yzerman was not going to do that. He created some distance between leaving one job and starting another. I get that. I've got no problem with it. Now, at the same time, is there any single one of you, Lightning fan, hockey fan, casual observer, who thinks that just because Steve Yzerman, starting on September 11th of 2018, up until the Game 4 loss of the Blue Jackets, does anyone think anything happened with the Lightning hockey team without him signing off on it, even though he wasn't GM? The answer is no. Julien Brisebois did nothing especially at the trade deadline. Nothing without talking to Yzerman. Nothing. So, Steve Yzerman is now running the Red Wings. And I'll end this podcast with this comment. Now that Steve Yzerman is running the Red Wings, don't let him run the Lightning anymore. He's not here. So, the things he did or he would do, they don't apply anymore. He's not here. Someone else needs to make decisions. I don't know if it is Julien Brisebois. I'd like to see the other side of that office get involved here. Griggs, Vinnick, there are other names. I'm not saying Brisebois needs to go. But is it time that a president is brought in from somewhere else to make these decisions since Yzerman is gone? Don't let Yzerman run this hockey team anymore. He's running another hockey team. And I will certainly acknowledge that the Lightning are in a far better state now than they were before Steve Yzerman got here, night and day. If the goal is to win the Stanley Cup, the Steve Yzerman era did not do it. So something is missing. So his decisions should not dictate business going forward. Find what is missing, add it, win it. That does it for this edition of the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. And by Pin Chasers, three locations, office parties, cyber bowling, birthday parties, late night specials, breakfast bowl specials, 7 days a week. Midtown, 4847 North Armenia, veterans location, 5555 West Hillsboro, East Pasco at 6816 Gale Boulevard. Go get out of the heat. Visit Pin Chasers. Have yourself a good time. That's the Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.